AV-Dual, AV, VAB. Abschlussprüfung Englisch. Hauptprüfung 2025. Teil 1.
Listening Comprehension Test. You will hear each recording twice. After each listening, you will have time to complete your answers. Task 1. You now have time to read the assignments.
Scotland is the most northern part of Great Britain. It is well known for its amazing landscapes. There are beautiful beaches and lakes, called lochs. The high mountains are called the Highlands, and Scotland has about 790 islands off its coast. Its landscapes, its cities, and its traditions make Scotland a popular holiday destination. Let's hear from some people who can tell us about what they did on their trip to Scotland.
Speaker 1.
Hi, I went to Edinburgh, which is the capital of Scotland. Long ago, the kings of Scotland lived there. In Edinburgh Castle, there is a lot of information about Scotland's history. There were a lot of struggles between the Scottish and the English. The city is great for shopping too.
Speaker 2.
Hello, how are you doing? That's how you greet each other in Scots. I learned that during my holiday on the Isle of Skye. It's a wonderful island. I really love sea animals. So the best day was when I went on a boat trip around the cliffs of Dunvegan Castle. We were really lucky and saw a lot of seals and even a dolphin.
Speaker 3.
I really love the Scottish Highlands. Ben Nevis is the name of the highest mountain in the United Kingdom. It is great for hiking and climbing, but I decided to explore it on horseback. At the beginning, it was really foggy, but later the sun came out and we had a fantastic view across the Highlands. It was a great experience.
Speaker 4.
I visited Scotland in August. Throughout the summer, many places organise the so-called Highland Games. They are events with different sports competitions, like tug-of-war and hammer-throwing. The most amazing competition I saw was called Tossing the Caber. Very strong men tried to throw a 6-meter-long tree trunk. All the athletes were wearing traditional clothes, like kilts.
Speaker 5.
I went on a sightseeing trip around the north of Scotland. We visited many interesting castles, but I liked visiting Loch Ness best. It is a big lake in Scotland with a famous legend. People say that a monster lives in the lake. On the day we arrived, there was also a food festival. They offered typical Scottish meals, which to me have funny names, like haggis, rumplethumps, or cullen skink. I even tried a deep-fried Mars bar.
Now listen to the recording again.
Scotland is the most northern part of Great Britain. It is well known for its amazing landscapes. There are beautiful beaches and lakes called lochs. The high mountains are called the Highlands, and Scotland has about 790 islands off its coast. Its landscapes, its cities, and its traditions make Scotland a popular holiday destination. Let's hear from some people who can tell us about what they did on their trip to Scotland.
Speaker 1.
Hi, I went to Edinburgh, which is the capital of Scotland. Long ago, the kings of Scotland lived there. In Edinburgh Castle, there is a lot of information about Scotland's history. There were a lot of struggles between the Scottish and the English. The city is great for shopping too.
Speaker 2.
Hello, how are you doing? That's how you greet each other in Scots. I learned that during my holiday on the Isle of Skye. It's a wonderful island. I really love sea animals. So the best day was when I went on a boat trip around the cliffs of Dunvegan Castle. We were really lucky and saw a lot of seals and even a dolphin.
Speaker 3.
I really love the Scottish Highlands. Ben Nevis is the name of the highest mountain in the United Kingdom. It is great for hiking and climbing, but I decided to explore it on horseback. At the beginning, it was really foggy, but later the sun came out and we had a fantastic view across the Highlands. It was a great experience.
Speaker 4.
I visited Scotland in August. Throughout the summer, many places organise the so-called Highland Games. They are events with different sports competitions, like tug-of-war and hammer-throwing. The most amazing competition I saw was called Tossing the Caber. Very strong men tried to throw a 6-metre-long tree trunk. All the athletes were wearing traditional clothes, like kilts.
Speaker 5.
I went on a sightseeing trip around the north of Scotland. We visited many interesting castles, but I liked visiting Loch Ness best. It is a big lake in Scotland with a famous legend. People say that a monster lives in the lake. On the day we arrived, there was also a food festival. They offered typical Scottish meals, which to me have funny names, like haggis, rumplethumps, or Cullen skink. I even tried a deep-fried Mars bar.
Task 2. You now have time to read the assignments.
You are listening to Radio Absolute Pop. My name is Liam, and today I am speaking to you from Munich, Germany. Right now, I am live here in front of the stadium, where superstar Taylor Swift just finished her incredible concert. I've got one of Taylor's biggest fans here with me. Hello, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Ava, and I'm from Austin, Texas.
Really? That is a long way. How was your trip? How long was the journey to Munich?
It was a very long journey. The first flight took about 3.5 hours. That was from my hometown, Austin, to New York. I had a layover in New York for about 2 hours. Then my second flight from New York to Munich took around 8 hours. All in all, it took me around 13.5 hours.
Wow! What made you come all this way to see Taylor Swift?
I love her so much. I am a hardcore Swiftie.
I see. Taylor Swift has millions of fans in the entire world. People like you travel long distances and spend a lot of money to see her. Tell us, what makes her so special?
I think it's her lyrics. She writes her songs all by herself. Taylor knows how to tell her own stories, and that's why her songs are so personal. Besides, she's a fantastic singer with a great voice, and she knows how to play the guitar and the piano. I also like her shows and her attitude.
Taylor Swift knows how to put on a show. Speaking of which, how did she look on stage? I've heard she has amazing outfits.
She looked gorgeous. She changed her outfit so many times. She looked stunning in a beautiful silver bodysuit combined with red glitter boots. Both sparkled under the lights. I expected her to wear her famous red glitter bodysuit, but she didn't. One of my favorite outfits was the red glitter dress while singing Bad Blood. Her outfits and the mood of her songs matched perfectly.
What was your favorite performance?
Hard to say. But if I have to choose one in particular, I will go for the last song. When Taylor played Shake It Off, the whole stadium exploded. Taylor was so energetic. It was unbelievable. Everybody was dancing. I was extremely happy. I even cried, not out of sadness, but for joy. However, I just felt tired and exhausted after the last song.
Sounds like you had the time of your life. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. Ava, you're definitely going to sleep well tonight. And to our listeners, stay with us for more highlights and fan stories right here on Absolute Pop.
Now listen to the recording again.
You are listening to Radio Absolute Pop. My name is Liam, and today I am speaking to you from Munich, Germany. Right now, I am live here in front of the stadium, where superstar Taylor Swift just finished her incredible concert. I've got one of Taylor's biggest fans here with me. Hello, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Ava, and I'm from Austin, Texas.
Really? That is a long way. How was your trip? How long was the journey to Munich?
It was a very long journey. The first flight took about 3.5 hours. That was from my hometown, Austin, to New York. I had a layover in New York for about 2 hours. Then my second flight from New York to Munich took around 8 hours. All in all, it took me around 13 and a half hours.
Wow! What made you come all this way to see Taylor Swift?
I love her so much. I am a hardcore Swiftie.
I see. Taylor Swift has millions of fans in the entire world. People like you travel long distances and spend a lot of money to see her. Tell us, what makes her so special?
I think it's her lyrics. She writes her songs all by herself. Taylor knows how to tell her own stories, and that's why her songs are so personal. Besides, she's a fantastic singer with a great voice, and she knows how to play the guitar and the piano. I also like her shows and her attitude.
Taylor Swift knows how to put on a show. Speaking of which, how did she look on stage? I've heard she has amazing outfits.
She looked gorgeous. She changed her outfit so many times. She looked stunning in a beautiful silver bodysuit combined with red glitter boots. Both sparkled under the lights. I expected her to wear her famous red glitter bodysuit, but she didn't. One of my favorite outfits was the red glitter dress while singing Bad Blood. Her outfits and the mood of her songs matched perfectly.
What was your favorite performance?
Hard to say, but if I have to choose one in particular, I will go for the last song. When Taylor played Shake It Off, the whole stadium exploded. Taylor was so energetic. It was unbelievable. Everybody was dancing. I was extremely happy. I even cried, not out of sadness, but for joy. However, I just felt tired and exhausted after the last song.
Sounds like you had the time of your life. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. Ava, you're definitely going to sleep well tonight. And to our listeners, stay with us for more highlights and fan stories right here on Absolute Pop.
Task 3. You now have time to read the assignments.
Good evening. This is Stefano's Italian restaurant. June speaking. How can I help you?
Good evening. I would like to make a reservation for my girlfriend and me.
No problem. When would you like to come?
This Saturday evening, if possible.
The 2nd of May? All right. Let me have a look at our bookings. Yes, sir. You are lucky. I can offer you two possible times. We have a free table at 6 o'clock or one at 8 o'clock. Which one would be better for you?
I would like to make a reservation for 8 o'clock.
All right. Your name, sir?
Jaden Thorm. T-H-O-R-M. And there are two important things I need to tell you. The first thing is that I cannot eat any apples. I am very allergic to them.
Ah, thank you. I'll make a note of that. And your second thing?
The second thing is that on Saturday, in your restaurant, I want to ask my girlfriend if she wants to marry me.
Oh, Mr. Thorm! Wow, that's fantastic!
Yeah, I hope that she will say yes. Can you prepare a nice cake? I want to put the ring in it when she is not looking. Then she will find the ring and I will ask her.
Yes, that is possible. We can bake a nice little cake for your dessert. What kind of cake does she like?
My girlfriend loves chocolate, so a chocolate cake would be great.
All right, I will let our cook know. Don't worry, we will make sure that everything is perfect for you.
Great, thank you for your help. But please remember, it is a surprise.
Yes, of course. We won't say anything. Thank you for your reservation, Mr. Thorm. Have a good day.
You too. See you Saturday.
Now listen to the recording again.
Good evening. This is Stefano's Italian restaurant. June speaking. How can I help you?
Good evening. I would like to make a reservation for my girlfriend and me.
No problem. When would you like to come?
This Saturday evening, if possible.
The 2nd of May? All right. Let me have a look at our bookings. Yes, sir. You are lucky. I can offer you two possible times. We have a free table at 6 o'clock or one at 8 o'clock. Which one would be better for you?
I would like to make a reservation for 8 o'clock.
All right. Your name, sir?
Jaden Thorm. T-H-O-R-M. And there are two important things I need to tell you. The first thing is that I cannot eat any apples. I am very allergic to them.
Ah, thank you. I'll make a note of that. And your second thing?
The second thing is that on Saturday, in your restaurant, I want to ask my girlfriend if she wants to marry me.
Oh, Mr. Thorm! Wow! That's fantastic!
Yeah, I hope that she will say yes. Can you prepare a nice cake? I want to put the ring in it when she is not looking. Then she will find the ring and I will ask her.
Yes, that is possible. We can bake a nice little cake for your dessert. What kind of cake does she like?
My girlfriend loves chocolate, so a chocolate cake would be great.
All right, I will let our cook know. Don't worry. We will make sure that everything is perfect for you.
Great. Thank you for your help. But please remember, it is a surprise.
Yes, of course. We won't say anything. Thank you for your reservation, Mr. Thorne. Have a good day.
You too. See you Saturday.
This is the end of part one, the listening comprehension.